A scientific skeptic believes that the natural world is all that there is. Join host Mike Ferris and his guest, author of Meet the Skeptic, Bill Foster, as they examine the scientific approach to debunking this falsehood. Today on Homeschool Heartbeat.
In my experience, the vast number of skeptics assume there's a conflict between science and faith. Bill, talk about the theory of evolution and how it plays into this whole problem.
Sure. Naturalism is the belief that the natural world is all there is. But naturalism requires nature to do what only an intelligence can do. For example, evolution is based on the idea that complex creatures can arise part by part from simpler creatures. However, there's no simple creature. Even if there were an early creature that was as simple as a mousetrap, unless all of its parts randomly and instantly appeared as a working system, the creature would suddenly go extinct.
Bill, given the weakness that you've just revealed about naturalistic science, why do you think naturalism is so prevalent?
Well, I think there are three basic reasons. The first is that nature makes no moral demands. It's easier to credit nature as being the source of everything than to believe a higher power to whom we're accountable. The second reason is fear of the stigma of creationism. The Genesis account seems too simple. The third reason people choose naturalism is that theistic explanations seem like an intellectual cop-out. They fail to see that a God-caused universe should stimulate scientific investigation rather than stifling it.
Bill, this is great. One more show. I'm Mike Ferris.
Have you ever wanted to share your faith with someone but weren't quite sure how to discuss it in terms they would understand? Bill Foster's book, Meet the Skeptic, can give you tools to help bridge that gap. Find out more at homeschoolheartbeat.com. How can the Homeschool Legal Defense Association help you? Well, to find out, contact us and ask for a free copy of You Can Homeschool. Visit our website at homeschoolheartbeat.com.